So I've had issues with boundaries, right? And we were talking about this. You know, when you're in a room, when you're in a meeting room, when you're at work, right? You can do the poker face. You're thinking about controlling your reactions and everything. But when you're at home in your chair, maybe you've got a nice shirt on, but you're definitely, you know, relaxed from the bottom down. It's real easy to all of a sudden lose that filter. And, you know, your boss says something, somebody says something, and your face shows truly what you're thinking because you're just in a much more relaxed environment. And we see that a lot, right? It's kind of one of these like, hey, we're going to be downsizing. And everyone's like, oh, okay, in the room, right? Hey, we're going to be, and then on Zoom, it's like, oh, okay. You know, but you catch those reactions, right? We talked about that. And so from a relationship building perspective, we're all, I think, a little bit closer, right? We've seen each other's homes at this point, whether it's the bedroom, whether it's, you know, you got to make sure there's nothing bad behind you and whatever, you know, no one's walking by, perhaps unclothed, kids aren't running around, you know, there's so much more to be thinking about. But we've all delved into each other's personal lives a little bit more, right, in this area, which can be very beneficial to give you an understanding of what is going on in your team's worlds, right, in their lives. And I will say, from as a benefit, my team is small. At USAA, we're an 11-person team that does all facets of intellectual property for all 36,000 employees that we have now, right? Including the chant that you just had. We got to hear that early on. That was actually kind of fun. Ask me about that later. And it's been helpful, right? Because when a team member has something happen drastic in their life, they're a lot more comfortable coming to you and being like, hey, you know, my dad just had a heart attack. I'm going to have to be moving in with him. I'm not going to be able to do all the things I do. And it's like, you know, we get it, right? Because we're all working from home. We're all having to work that balance, right? But at the same time, we've talked about some of the challenges of not being in an office, not being present. And Alan, I know you had something there you wanted to talk about.
One of the things we were talking about is, you know, at a law firm, it's easy to track whether or not somebody's being efficient because we bill by the hour, you know? So it's like, well, are they getting their projects done under budget or right, you know, within the budget, and are they, you know, billing their hours? But it's more difficult to, when you're, you know, distanced from each other, sort of identify what personal problems somebody might be having, you know, which traditionally in a work environment, you know, you kind of have these personal relationships and you get to know each other, even if it's sort of tangential to what you're doing. You know, like you were mentioning, you're trying to fill out these forms, and it's awkward, right? Because like if you're in an office environment, like what I do is like I'll walk around, you know, and you know, like if I wanted help with a form like that, I might target a few people that could help me, and I would walk by their office and I would see if they were busy, you know, and you can kind of get a feeling for like, well, do they have time to deal with this? But there's a lot of those kinds of interactions that go on in person, you know, like subtle things that you may not pick up on. You don't necessarily want to schedule a Zoom call, you know.
Right.
I think that was one of the things we wanted to talk about, is just like how those personal interactions, you know, influence things in the work environment. A lot of people are doing these sort of hybrid models now. I think as a firm, our thought is that, you know, eventually people are going to come back to the office, you know, like, you know, we are already in the office, have been for some time. But our, you know, we actually had to negotiate a new lease. We opened a new office in Dallas, and we had to think about these things quickly, you know. And our view is that eventually, you know, in person is going to win out. I think a lot of people are going to like embrace this. And I think it depends on the firm or the company, you know. Some firms, you know, like we were talking to Dave Hoffman from Fish yesterday, and like, you know, apparently their setup is already such that, you know, there's a lot of interactions across offices, and like, you know, in person is not as important. It probably just depends on the nature of the firm and you know, what the interactions were like already, but you know, I think a lot of places are going to benefit heavily from being in person. You know, not only for business purposes, but for relational purposes and, you know, transfer of culture
and advancement. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
I think one of the big things is, at least from my perspective, is we had this survey at work, and it was like, what do people think about coming back to the office? And it was like the majority of people said that their home office was way better than their office, and why would they go back to like open seating and cubicles when, right, a lot of companies gave you like a stipend to set up your home office, and now you've got your printer and you've got your privacy, right? I have my, what I call the dungeon, right? It's like the basement is mommy's, no one can go to the basement, it's her dungeon. And so, you know, it's kind of like, well, I think sooner or later everybody has to go back, right, at some point, at least hybrid. But the whole issue now is, some people would say they're more efficient at their home office because it's set up better, they have more privacy, they can get things done. And what about the kind of open space area now, especially because a lot of the leases went, you know, whatever, kaput, and now people have different leases, and so people have downsized spaces quite a bit, at least, right? And so now it's like, at least in my space, we don't have an office, right? You have to go in and grab an open seating and then take all your stuff with you, right? And so for me, it's just like, well, if I have a lot of things that are private or confidential and I don't want to have to like huddle around my space,